Lou, what kind of equipment do you take with you when you go on these EVP trips?
Well, I mean, most of the time when I go out, I bring all kinds of equipment. But for my electronic voice phenomena, I've managed to stick with the Panasonic RRDR60, which is what I'm actually taking the Amazing Randy's Challenge with. I had tried previously with things such as reel-to-reel, DAT, different computer frequencies and things of that nature. I mean, I've tried all kinds of things and did not get the amount of luck that I got or success that I had gotten with the Panasonic RRDR60.
When you come back and listen to the tape, I guess that's got to be unbelievably strenuous, where you have to just sit and listen and listen and listen for maybe hours at end?
Well, let me explain to you what I do. With the electronic voice phenomena that I get right now, I do this a lot as close to live, I think, than anybody else has been able to do and have a success ratio like I have. Because one thing you have to understand, in order to be able to take the Amazing Randy's Challenge, and one way to be able to do anything scientifically is to be able to have the phenomena repeat itself over and over again, which
sure.
I think is one of the reasons why nobody's been able to take this challenge. I can get this phenomena every single time, and that's what makes it interesting. So when I turn my recorder on and hit record in a room, let's say, that is completely quiet, and let's say I have a couple people there that they hear that there's nothing going on, and I put the recorder down. I don't even have to touch it. I just put it down in the middle of a table or what have you, and I record, and I start asking questions. I can look at the voice activation and know when something's responding to me. And if I say, what is your name, or if I say whatever it happens, whatever the questions I'm posing at the particular time, immediately after that, the blinking light starts to flutter, which means that something is actually talking.
That puts you way ahead of everybody else.
Oh yeah, and then I just go ahead and hit play after it's done recording, and boom, voila, that's what I got the voices. Now, some of the things that I have for you tonight, they were done, some of them were done in the earlier years where, you know, like you said, you have to go through them and you just have to, like, listen. And I mean, it can be a real long, drawn-out process. But I don't know, maybe somebody up there said, hey, you know, we're going to make Lou's life a little bit easier and we're just going to do this where he can get it all the time. I don't know. So
it could be. Now, when you listen to these EVP sounds, keep in mind you're listening on your radio, so you got to listen. It's some of them are hard to hear. Some of them are quite obvious when you hear it. Lou, how do you like playing them for people? Do you like to tell them what they're going to hear, or do you just like to play it for them?
Usually, I mean, when I play it back, I mean, nowadays I play it back and I let them listen to it, and sometimes I won't even know what it's being said. Sometimes all of a sudden somebody will say, oh my God, I just heard that it said, you know, we're sitting here waiting for you. And I'll be like, what are you talking about? And I'll play it back, and you can hear it as clear as day. I just didn't pick up on it. Because some people are a little bit more sensitive to EVPs than I am. I'm not the end-all, be-all of EVPs. But at the same time, you know, I like to let people listen to it. And, you know, I get like, you know, some people will say, okay, well, it sounds like this or it sounds like this. But some of them, like you said, there's no way that you can get the deny that of what it's saying. Some of them are a little weird, but, you know, I mean, it's... You're not dealing with something that's a human being actually talking into a microphone. You're dealing with something that has to build up enough energy to manifest itself onto the digital media. Or the digital media is picking up that residual energy from wherever it happens to be coming from.
All right, we've got 15 cuts. Why don't you set the scene for us by telling us a little bit about what you did, where you were. We'll play the cut, and then Steve, back in Los Angeles, if you would, then we'll cut back to Lou. Lou, you can tell us what we heard, just to kind of emphasize it again. Then we'll listen to it the second time. We'll listen to each cut two times, and then we'll move on to the next one. So
okay.
The first cut, tell us about this.
Okay, which one is it? Because I'm not on my computer.
for me to tell you it, I guess I have to tell you the words. Well, I guess that doesn't matter, I guess. This one says a shortwave signal.
Okay, this is an example. And I put this one in here, George, because there's a lot of skeptics out there that will say, well, you know, what Lou or anybody else who is getting EVPs is stray shortwave signals or stray AM or FM, you know, frequencies that are straying off and you're picking it up. Well, you know, I've experienced that a couple of times. And that's all fine and dandy because, you know, you make your antenna like a dipole antenna, and next thing you know, you're going to be picking up all kinds of things. So in this particular example, we have a we have me recording an actual, it sounds like Russian. I didn't really get too much into it because I could care less, but it sounds like some Russian that's being bled over from a shortwave somewhere. And, you know, this was because the ground was bad in the wire. It was actually picking it up and making it act as though it was an antenna.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, definitely sounded Russian.
So, as you can see there, you know, what you're getting is some kind of stray signal, which is exactly what the skeptics are saying. That is an example of recording a signal when you're on an investigation and you got a broken wire.
How often does that happen, though?
Well, I mean, it depends on how often you change your wires. I mean, I like to change them, you know, every 2-3 cases, you know, to make sure that I have a nice fresh pair. Sometimes you get them out of the bag and they're bad and they have to be changed. But, you know, it could happen, I don't know.
Did you ever pick up your local radio station or anything like that, playing music, for example?
I picked it up before like that, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. All right, but Randy thinks everything is this. Okay. Next one is demonic voices, but going forward. Tell us about this.
Well, this was a case that I did in Westchester, Pennsylvania, that was exorcised by the Episcopal Church twice. It failed, and I had to go in there and take care of it. Because being a demonologist, I have rights that have been passed down to me, written for me, that are over and above exorcism that I will not do. Unless it's absolutely, positively necessary, because it's very, very dangerous. And in order to understand what I do, you have to understand that I am a positive demonologist. I don't want to call myself a religious demonologist because I'm not a man of the cloth. I am somebody who is a layperson. So I am, in a sense, a good or positive demonologist. There are other demonologists on the dark side that will bring an entity inside of them when they're inside of a house and then release it when they go outside. That is the dark side of demonology, of what I do, but I do not do that. I am a positive demonologist. So in this particular case, you will hear, this was the actual house blessing. And George, like you were talking about before, where you have to listen for hours and hours to these EVPs, during this house blessing, and even actually during most exorcisms, the priests do not like video cameras. It's just a no-no. So I never bring them in there. I always just audio document these things. What you're about to hear is the first time that I played this whole tape, this whole cassette, because that's what it was recorded on, you actually heard nothing. But a couple of weeks later, I said, you know what, let me go back and listen to this again for some reason. And lo and behold, this is what I got. And it's interesting because the first one you're going to hear says something, and in reverse, that's why I'm using it in reverse, it says the exact same thing, which makes it really weird.
All right, let's listen to the demonic voices forward. Here it goes.
This resolution claim, your peace that brings healing.
All right, let's play that one more time, if you would, Steve, for us, as soon as you can get that queued up. And demonic voices forward.
This resolution claim, your peace that brings healing.
Okay, so that sounds like the priest in the background there that we heard, and then you could hear something squealing back there.
Right. You actually hear the priest in the foreground, and then in the background you actually hear what sounds like two distinct beings saying liar. That's what it sounds like.